Welcome to Disney A. It's the Canadian Disney Travel Podcast.
Woo!
Something like that. Anyway, we're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Off to a good start.
Yeah, it's great.
A rolling,
it's great.
Rolling
yeah.
start.
Yeah. It's good. Downhill.
It's Friday.
It is. And you didn't work today.
Wait, it's actually Monday when you're hearing this. But
yes, we're recording on
it's
Friday.
It's Friday now. We're coming to you from the past.
Ooh, did that sound sinister?
No.
Oh, okay, fine. How are you doing today, Brandon?
Pretty good. Didn't work, so, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, must be nice.
got my hair trimmed.
Yeah, you did. You did.
And got my hair washed.
That's a good thing to do.
That was nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was nice getting your hair washed. Mm. Yeah. What is your nerd thing this week?
Oh, well, I just got a special delivery.
Oh, yes.
From the post office,
mm-hmm.
where mail comes from.
That is generally where the what the post office does. Yes.
Yeah, that is what yep, is their sole purpose.
It kind of is their thing. Yeah.
Okay. But it was geeky jerseys delivered
yeah!
a package that we ordered.
Yeah.
It would be weird if they delivered a package that we didn't order.
That is true.
But yeah, so I got a couple of sports jerseys, but they're geeky themes. It's pretty nerdy.
Yep.
I got a Jurassic Park hockey jersey.
Yes.
And a Spaceballs baseball jersey.
Yes.
Spaceballs the baseball jersey.
Spaceballs the baseball jersey. I like it. They're actually like pretty good quality too.
They
like,
are. Like they're them. Really, really cool.
You should shout out the site you got them from.
Geeky Jerseys.
That literally.
.com.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll put up a picture of you wearing them on our stories.
They're all limited edition special. They have Star Wars mm-hmm. and all like Disney, all sorts of things. G.I. Joe. Actually, right now they're running a bunch of Kevin Smith ones because, of course, he's famous for wearing hockey jerseys, but they're all like Silent Bob or J.A.
themed,
all that kind of thing. There's a Buddy Christ one, stuff
like
that.
Yeah, okay, cool. I will put in our Instagram stories at some point next week pictures of you wearing them.
Good job.
So,
Instagram.
Yes, Instagram.
Cool, mm-hmm. cool.
Dude, and what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a lovely beer
mm-hmm.
called Shoey.
Yes, it's from our local brewery.
It's an Australian pale ale, and it's delicious.
What's the difference between like an IPA and an Australian pale ale?
Well, I'm not sure in general.
Yeah.
I think one is from India, and the other one's from Australia. I don't know. No, but this one is stone fruit infused,
uh-huh.
so it's a little sweeter than a IPA. Which would be hoppy and kind of bitter.
Mm-hmm. I like that one better, I think. The Shoey.
I like them both.
Yes, I know.
You like them both, too.
Yep, I kind
you
of
like
do.
Beer.
Yeah,
so,
well.
You know, whatever. What about you?
I am drinking...
What's your nerd thing?
Oh.
No, nerd thing.
I've been playing lots of Disney Dreamlight Valley
yeah,
lately.
Yeah,
so there's a new update coming out in a week, and I won't be able to play it for over a week.
Why? So, what happened?
Well, because we are going to go to Mexico.
Yeah,
woo!
We are.
We're going to go to Mexico for a few days. It's kind of like my break from work. I've got basically an extra long weekend. And then I have teacher's convention, so during the extra long weekend, we're going to go to Mexico.
Mexico!
But anyway, so I'm not going to play the update, so I'm like, I'm going to play a bunch of Disney Dreamlight Valley right now.
You'll play the update.
It'll well, I will.
It'll just take...
It'll
be a week late.
There's a new star path, and it's really cool, because... So we actually had our... It's Disney. Don't make fun of me. It's Disney. It's related. Shut up.
okay, yep.
We have a Disney Dreamlight video... podcast episode when it first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should definitely go and listen to that. But there's a new star path coming, and this one is all about the 100th.
It is, yeah.
The Disney's 100th.
You can get the special ears that cost
Much money in real life.
In real life, they're like $200, but you can get them as part of the star path.
And we're
something.
Also getting Olaf and Mirabelle from Encanto. So I'm very excited about that. But yes,
Olaf is not from Encanto.
No, we get Olaf from Frozen and Mirabelle from Encanto.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, a bunch of 100 merch, but we saw that the ears were part of the thing. So that's fun and exciting. So I've been playing a lot to kind of like in advance of that.
And surely you are drinking something as well.
I am drinking a cranberry neutral.
Nice.
Yeah, you brought it for me.
I did, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm very kind like
so
that.
So kind, especially when I told you to go get me one. Okay, also, Brandon, I have some countdown updates for you. Are you ready?
One.
Nope,
two,
that's
no, wait,
not
no.
it. Nope.
Ten, nine, That's a countdown.
We have a man. So this comes out on Monday. If you are listening when this first comes out, the episode is first released. There are 16 days until The Mandalorian Season 3. That's not very many.
No, there's less. You know what? There's less. No, too. Okay, sorry.
4 days to Ant-Man Quantumania.
Woo!
Was that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to squeeze it in?
I don't know. Yeah. It comes out the night that we're heading to the airport, and we're flying out the next morning. So I don't know if there's going to be enough time between work and checking into the hotel to go watch the movie. I'd really like to, because we still haven't seen Black Panther yet, even though it's on Disney Plus now.
Well, you know what? We might have seen it between recording this and this coming out, though.
Like, maybe right after recording
recording this, yeah.
We go heat up some dinner.
Yep, we might.
And go watch the Black Panther.
We might. We'll see. So we have stuff coming now. We've also been watching The Last of Us, and that's really been the only thing we've been caught up watching. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
There's a new episode tonight, too.
I thought it's Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday this week.
Oh, my goodness. That's another nerd thing. Sunday.
They're avoiding the Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay, well, we're not.
So they released it early on Friday.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. All right, cool.
Good smart, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
Nice. What are we talking about this week anyway, Brandon, before we go to the news?
Well, I'm a little pessimistic, and it is supposed to be, like, Valentine's and love in the air and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, we're going to talk about the worst Disney romances.
Interesting.
The worst couples.
Because we already have an episode talking about our favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're like, now let's be totally cynical now.
Yeah. They're just. Yeah. No,
the
it's,
worst. They're the, just the
they're,
worst.
They are just okay. The worst.
And I asked you if we were putting any stipulations on this. Like, if we were. Sometimes we'll say, like, oh, animated only or none of the, like, adjacent properties. And you're like, nope, whatever. So we're each going to pick some of the worst couples.
I've got some ideas. We're gonna say three each, and we're just going to go
back
and forth.
We're going to alternate.
We're not ranking them or nothing. They're just all bad.
Yep, just not good. Okay.
In our opinion, anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, I just... But our opinion's right.
I mean, mine is, anyway. I'm not speaking for yours. Sometimes your opinion is pretty terrible.
Before we get to that, though, let's go to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, news. Brandon, there was some pretty big Disney news actually this week.
Oh, was there?
Yes, there was. Because Disney had the quarterly, like, what is that called?
Oh, the investors call.
Quarterly
basically.
Investors call.
It's a quarterly earnings report. Basically, what that is, publicly traded companies, they have to talk to their investors every once in a while because that's who they're getting their money from. And the way they've worked it out is they will release like a big financial report every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So like once every 3 months. And that's how they'll update the investors. Because if you did it every week, it would be a little too much.
Yeah.
If you did it every month, it would be still too much. Once every 3 months is like good enough to show the investors what you're doing. So it's a big deal.
But the last one was a really big deal.
Well, that is when Chapek got fired, yes.
Uh-huh. But so this is the first one that Iger did.
First one that Iger did, and it had some good news.
Yep. So let's talk about that first of all before there's the speculation stuff that comes out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So first of all, things are looking up, basically.
Well, yeah. So the way it works is you have your analysts, external analysts, that'll look at a company and say, I think this company's going to make this much money in this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And they make an educated guess. And as a company, you don't want to surprise the market because that even like a positive surprise or a negative surprise, like kind of. It's not great. It causes uncertainty and blah, blah, blah.
Totally.
Last quarter when Chapek was fired, their quarterly earnings report was a big surprise to the negative. They missed their projected earnings by like 50%, which was horrible.
Uh-oh.
And
that was really bad. One
of the big reasons that Chapek got fired. Like, it wasn't the only thing, but like.
We kind of think it was like the last straw kind of thing.
But it was a big piece of straw.
It was a bale. The bale fell on him.
really bad. You can't do that. It's not like not good.
Yeah.
Now, so this quarter they actually beat their earnings by like 25%, which is quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's just projected earnings, right. So like it's relative to what the projection was. They might be a little more down on Disney, but still, like, it was good, and the stock price went up, and all the business people are happy about it. So there you go.
Exactly. And so there was something that was mentioned that Iger mentioned at the beginning of the earnings call that has people just freaking out. So last week we talked about projections and, you know, hypotheses based on a casting call, right? And how people are just freaking out about casting call.
You say,
so people are freaking out now about this instead.
You say anything about anything and people, Disney fans, will speculate like wild.
So let's do some of that, shall we? Well, sort of.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. That was
me speculating like wild. So like when they're addressing, like, Bob is addressing the investors, they talk kind of like about their future plans and stuff. And one of the big positive news out of this quarter was, of course, the release of Avatar, and it's just smashing records.
Oh, yeah.
As one would expect of a James Cameron movie, I guess. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of does that.
Yep.
Now.
That's what he does.
So they're like, yeah, Avatar is really popular. We should bring that to Disneyland.
Yep. And that's what was said. And people are just losing their minds. Now, you being the cynical sort that you are, you had a hypothesis as to what that actually means. Hey, guess what? We do not have place for a Pandora to be coming. So let's just step away from that right now.
Yeah, no, like they spruced up Animal Kingdom with bringing Pandora Land but they're Disneyland doesn't have room for something like that. So definitely not that.
Yeah.
I'm a little cynical, so I'm like, they're going to paint someone in blue and have them walk around.
Yes, cynical. This is a perfect example of our topic. You're so cynical.
Yeah. It might not be quite that bad, but
I think it's going to be something in between those two. Something maybe with an interactive, kind of like how at Universal you can, like, hang out with Blue, like the Raptor, right? Maybe they'll hang out with, I don't know, a couple
Avatar
type things, or have a little walkthrough, or maybe an exhibit or something like that is what I think they'll do.
So the quote was an Avatar experience. So it's not an attraction.
No.
It's probably not that exciting, but whatever.
But it's something.
It's something.
All right.
Who knows?
I've got some other Disneyland news for us. Do you know, as of like a couple hours ago, Mickey's Toontown reopening is officially delayed. About a week. So apparently from winter storms delayed things.
Oh no.
I don't know what winter storms, except maybe all that crazy rain they had. Right?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the reason that's quote for delay. It was originally rescheduled to open March 8th, but for now we'll move to March 19th. However, part of the land is open with Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So yeah. Today, as of today, Haunted Mansion is reopened. They were doing their layover.
Yeah, they took away Jack and Friends, and now it's back to the OG, the good one.
Well, I like them both.
Yeah, the original is still better.
The original is still definitely better, but I was pleasantly surprised by the Jack and Sally and the whole thing.
They do a good job, but it's
a lot of attention.
It's still not.
No. There's one original, and it's it's the, and speaking of the best, the winner of the Super Bowl you mentioned already is going to be going to Disneyland for the second year instead of Disney World.
Ah,
yeah,
we're going to Disneyland.
Exactly.
Well, see, last year it made sense because it was
They were in L.A.
They were in L.A. and L.A. won.
Mm-hmm. Totally makes sense, but yes.
L.A. isn't going to win this time because it's between Philadelphia and Kansas City.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're going to watch that on Sunday.
We sure
so
are. I watch the
go
Super Bowl.
Go sports ball.
I watch the Super Bowl every year for the snacks and the halftime show and the commercials.
Yeah. So speaking of commercials, we're really hoping for some more Disney Plus.
Yes. Loki season 2.
Loki season 2 and Secret
Secret Invasion. Yes.
There's two secret things coming out in the MCU. You gotta eat. One's like spies and stuff, and the other one's like just crazy. Everybody comes back to life.
Yeah, but, I'm so excited.
No, Secret Invasion is supposed to be the next Disney Plus show that comes out theoretically. Mm-hmm,
theoretically. I don't think we'll see anything. I really, really wonder if we're going to see some kind of, even if it's like a new Disney Plus ad with something with Agatha.
Yeah.
Coming of Chaos.
I don't know.
Just like a little, so we had was that a TV spot? But we had a Disney Plus thing where we saw a couple little clips of Loki season 2, and Secret Invasion.
Yeah. So that's, Agatha is third. So you got Secret Invasion coming up first.
Hoping.
Loki is supposed to come in the summer, and then Agatha is like a big question mark.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like the next thing.
So I don't know if we'll see, because we did just get this one, if we see a whole Disney Plus ad that's new. We won't see like a teaser for Agatha or anything like that. But I'm hoping that maybe that's my pie in the sky.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, that's my pie in the sky.
I don't think so.
Monorail is going to be down soon for a scheduled refurbishment. And then the last thing I want to talk about. So remember how I mentioned the flags before that had the errors on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Many, many errors.
So many errors. So one is you know how there's the statues out for the 100th celebration in Disneyland? The Platinum Mickey statue.
This is in like the main square where they put the Christmas tree and the pumpkin.
Exactly.
Like very prominent in the big square.
Yes. Yeah. So it has the quotation underneath, and it's kind of the statue's very like vintage looking Mickey Mouse, and the quotation is it all started with a mouse is what says on the statue. But that quotation is actually incorrect. It was all started by a mouse.
It's a paraphrase. There's lots of famous quotes that are misquoted.
Yeah. So this one we can overlook.
And this one like kind of makes more sense than the real quote, because like Mickey he's animated. He didn't actually do anything. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So he wasn't the one who it like Mickey isn't the one who started it. It was like everything started because of Mickey, not that he was the okay. Grammatically speaking, it does make more sense this way. But anyway, the statue's now been removed, so we assume that it is going to be corrected. And we are assuming that because the other big error, most of the flags have been corrected with like the incorrect
all
years.
All the flags
like
have
that.
Been corrected, yeah.
But the worst offender, I think, there was a sign.
Oh, it was bad.
Oh, it was so bad. With Indiana Jones being down. There was a sign posted
on the walls that they put up for the closure of Indiana Jones.
And the sign read,
but it was a cool in-character sign for the ride.
And it had 4 errors on it.
Yeah.
4 on a short. So the sign now has been corrected and it reads, "No items may be removed from this site without written permission from Dr. Henry W. Jones or the Board of Regents of the Archaeology Department."
So they misspelled
site.
They misspelled site. They used the wrong site.
Yes.
They misspelled permission. They added an S where it wasn't
permission.
They misspelled archaeology. And then at the bottom, they actually said where the archaeology department was, and they gave the wrong town.
Yeah, like it wasn't in. So like that, unless you knew Indiana Jones, you wouldn't know.
That's the fourth one was the least worst, but. Like, having 3 spelling mistakes on one sign is really bad.
I actually want to screenshot the original and get my students to fix it for their, like, daily grammar.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that has been fixed now. I don't know what's going on, but that was 3 things in, like, 2 weeks. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's called proofreading.
Like you even said, guys, spell check. Spell check is a thing. Like, that was bad. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but hopefully it's fixed. Any news that you want to add? The big thing is I'm excited for the countdown of the stuff. We'll have Ant-Man very soon.
Yeah,
I'm very nervous.
Yeah, Ant-Man kicks off Phase 5, and I think Phase 5 is just going to be a whole lot of bad news.
Not bad movies.
Not bad movies, but just bad, like...
Yeah, just upset. I'm just going to be upset all the time.
You know, like, how Infinity War was, like, a really good movie, but everyone died?
That's going to be the whole phase.
It's just going to be the whole phase. It's going to be like
Don't
that.
Be attached to anyone,
But they have Secret Wars coming.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let's go to our main topic.
Okay.
It's holiday time. Happy Valentine's Day, Brandon.
Yay. It's my favorite holiday.
I love Valentine's Day. I don't even care. Today, to work, I started my Valentine's Day attire because there's only 3 days of it. And I'm wearing my favorite Marvel couple.
Yeah.
I'm wearing Wanda and Vision. And it's a WandaVision t-shirt. And yes, I'm repping my favorite couple.
They're very stable and there's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong whatsoever.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just a very unusual couple.
Yeah.
They better not make your list. I'm going to be so mad at you.
No. There's far worse offenders than them.
So much worse. Okay, so we're each going to have three, but we're kind of doing this, like, I have many in mind because I don't want to name any of the same ones you're going to name, right?
No, we're not going to have duplicates.
So we have some backups thinking.
I am making this up off the top of my head.
There's some not great ones. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to let you start.
Oh, why?
Because I don't want to repeat any of the ones you're going to repeat. Oh. And I think I'm more prepared than you are.
You are a little bit more prepared.
Can I tell you a funny story while you're thinking of first couple? So some of my students found our podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
I was going to actually mention that, yeah.
Yeah, so some of them did. And
so, if you're from Mrs. Max high school classes.
Hi!
Hey there!
Anyway.
We're not drinking anything.
No,
it's
we're
fine.
Not. It's tea. Yeah. It's tea.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were playing a game today in my film studies class because I was having some tech problems. So we decided to play Name That Movie Musical because we're studying musicals and film. And then they saw on the sidebar Disney songs. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's fine. And I told them that if the class beats me for naming them quicker as a class, I'd get them donuts. They haven't beaten me yet.
No donuts for you.
We're going to play a challenging one. But three of them were working together and they were doing pretty well. They got me on a couple songs. They just didn't get me. Like, they were quick because one kid would say the movie and one kid would say the song. And I was like, you guys are doing this faster than I can, like, physically speak. But I was pretty impressed anyway. Mm. But yeah, they're probably not going to win. But consider this a challenge, any of them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Now, I stalled. Have you thought of one?
Yeah, you stalled. You stalled really. So, I don't know.
Like, we're going to start this off.
We're going to go maybe not where you expect. There's some obvious ones.
Okay.
I'm gonna go not obvious to
okay,
start.
Okay, do it.
Because it's not a draft and it's not a competition or anything like that.
Because if we were, I'd win.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to go a little bit off the board.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go for a live-action couple.
Okay.
I'm going to go for Will Turner and Elizabeth Swann.
Oh, okay.
In the Pirates movies.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Really?
They have no chemistry.
Yes, they do so.
They have zero chemistry.
You are wrong.
She has more chemistry with Johnny Depp.
Well, she does have a lot of chemistry with Johnny Depp, but Johnny Depp is just a very charismatic person.
And they spend most of the third movie apart, and he dies, and they have this really weird, like, 10-year absence because of his curse. It's just, they're a terrible couple.
I totally disagree.
No, yeah,
you gotta
I
think about the first one. It's so good.
Yeah.
And he's wonderful.
No.
And she's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Elizabeth Swann and Will Turner, Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom, no good. No good.
Oh,
they would make
terrible.
Very attractive babies.
Well,
but,
that part is very
but
true.
Not a good
terrible.
Couple. Not a good film
terrible.
Couple.
Okay.
Also, she was 17 in the first movie. So
okay, well, we're not
going to
think about that too
much.
A little
much. Creepy.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to go for a beloved couple that is actually just super screwed up.
Okay.
Ariel and Prince Eric.
Yeah, no. it's not.
And I love this movie. They are a terrible couple.
Is very terrible couple. She stalks him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
completely disfigures herself. And changes herself.
Yeah, no, like, you can't.
Yeah, it's terrible. He's like, I spent days with this girl, and I almost kissed her, and that's pretty cool, and I think she's awesome, but, oh, look, pretty girl walking on the beach. Okay, I'll marry her instead, then.
That was a spell.
Though. I don't care. Okay? That was a don't care.
Prince Eric's a jerk, but that's not a good example of why he's a jerk.
Oh, he's a jerk for so many reasons. But he doesn't even like tell the girl that he just spent a whole bunch of time with. Like, I get he's cursed. I know,
it's a spell.
I get he's cursed. That's fine. But he did not try that hard to figure out who she was. And also, hey, this girl who looks completely identical to the one you've been searching for. And also, what is it about Disney princes being stupid?
That's just
stupid.
Just how it goes.
Stupid. And don't get me wrong. I like that movie. I like them. I like everything and some great music. And heck, I walked down the aisle to our wedding to kiss the girl. Okay. Like, I like it. Terrible couple. So she has to leave her entire life and everything she knows. She doesn't even know what human things are, and she completely disfigures herself, which is what that is. She had a cool life living under the ocean and is like, cool.
It's better down where it's
it
wetter.
It is. Under the sea.
Under the sea.
The sea.
Yeah.
But she has to leave her entire life and friends and family for someone who doesn't even recognize her. Or anyway, bad. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't even offer to be a merman.
So, here's how you know you're an adult. When you watch The Little Mermaid and you agree with King Triton.
Yeah. Dude, you're 16. Put a shirt on.
Shut up. You're making bad choices. You've never met this man. And you don't need to change yourself completely for him.
Yeah, it's true. Exactly. Uh-huh. Literally, I could not be with my friends or family anymore. The entire life I've ever known. But hey, you're cute, so okay. I mean, it's dumb.
Very toxic.
If he had even at least offered to be like, hey, cool, I like the ocean, I'll go be a merman with you. And she was like, I like human stuff. Okay. And that's the thing. She's obsessed with human stuff, so she's just using him to become a human.
Yeah.
Toxic, terrible, Ariel and Prince Eric.
Okay.
I may have gone a little crazy there.
I'm going to do you one better.
Okay.
At least Ariel, she might not have had her voice, but she could give consent with her body.
Oh, okay.
Body
yeah.
language.
Mm-hmm.
Snow White.
Yeah, okay. She was on my list, too. I have to think of someone else. You mean body language like Ursula?
Yeah, Ursula does have some good body language.
That's what she says. That's how you communicate.
Yeah, exactly. But no, Snow White and her prince, like, what is his name? It's just
Florian.
Okay.
I actually know that. I don't know how I know that.
Anyway, I mean, Sleeping Beauty has this problem too, but yeah. Snow White was the original.
At least Sleeping Beauty and Prince Philip met each other previously.
True.
More than him stalking her while she's singing at a well.
Yeah. Snow White.
Also, you want to talk about age problems. How old is Snow White? Do you know?
Like 12?
14. 14. Do you want to know how well developed a teenager's
frontal lobe is? So all these old fairy tales that these Disney movies are based on are just young girls and
yeah.
It's really old. Anyway, that's beside the point. Snow White and her prince, no.
And you know what? Okay, so and it was someone freaking out over Disney stuff, and because you know the part where she's singing "Someday My Prince Will Come," she says this line that is "There was no one like him anywhere at all." And they're like, "How do you know? You've never spoken to anyone else ever."
Yeah.
I totally agree. Absolutely terrible.
It's a big problem.
So I have another big problem.
She had like a good time hanging out with the dwarfs and like mothering them and stuff. That was cool.
That was cool. She agreed to do that.
Yeah.
That was like...
Consent is important,
yes.
People.
Yes.
It's very important.
That was also a reciprocal relationship.
Mm.
She's like, hey, I'm going to hang out with you. And you know what? I'll cook and clean with you guys. And I'm going to hang out with you. And we'll sing like fun little songs and like do fun little dances. And they're like, that sounds sweet.
She cleaned their house, but yes. They cook for her, and like it's all good.
She cooked for them, but she's like, "Oh, but you have to wash your hands," and she like teaches them to better themselves.
She used their food and stuff to cook for them. Sorry, that's what I meant.
Yes, I know you're saying. Yeah, they provided.
They were the hunter gatherers. They had the gems to buy the food and. Yeah,
no, it was a reciprocal relationship. They came to agreements.
It wasn't equal,
but it was like
everyone was happy.
And all the little woodland animals were singing along with them. Stupid. Agreed. Dumb.
Yeah, no. Snow White has problems.
Also, Prince Florian is, like, low-tier prince.
Also, he has no butt.
None.
First of all.
Very red lips.
And,
lips are too red. He doesn't speak except he sings the one song.
He looks dumb.
Yeah.
And he doesn't ask for consent. He's like, unconscious body, dear diary, jackpot.
He doesn't even, you know what? Okay, how about when she's conscious? He still doesn't like, it's terrifying to her. She's singing this song about wishing at a well, and he sneaks up behind her and like keeps singing, and she literally is terrified, runs away into the tower. He sings one song to her and she like looks out the window at him, and that's it. That is the extent of their relationship before he comes across her in a glass box and is like, sweet.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, even then he has serious issues with consent.
Very, very serious. Yeah, no, like consent. Okay. Consent number one. And that, you know.
You want me to do one? This might be obvious. I don't know if you can even count. Kate, tell me if I can't count this. You ready?
Okay.
Tell me if I can't count this.
This might be an honorable mention. We'll see. I will make a determination.
You can determine. Because they were technically a couple for most of the film. Anna.
Eh.
And, no, really? But love is not an open door.
No, it's not. See, this is satirical, yeah, and making fun of all the problematic couples of Disney. So I'm going to say...
Honorable mention.
This should be an honorable mention.
Okay,
because it's satirical.
Okay,
it's supposed to be
that's
terrible.
Okay. I'm not mad
it's
at this.
It's supposed to be terrible.
So, honorable mention then. Anna and Hans, but like he ends up being the villain. So I'm like, ooh. But it's tough because they do have the cliched song, and they literally have the romance song.
Yeah, it's supposed to be making fun of all the terrible Disney couples from before. So it doesn't count.
You're not going to do it?
No.
It
doesn't count.
Okay, fine.
You got to come up with something better.
Okay.
That's a cop out.
All right, fine. I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this one.
Okay. Giver.
Anakin and Padme. I think it's seriously unhealthy. Except Clone Wars saves it, but we're ignoring Clone Wars. We're going to stick to the feature films.
Yeah, even in Clone Wars, it's... I think Obi-Wan and Mandalore Lady has a better, like star-crossed lovers vibe than Padme and Anakin. I completely agree with you.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
The movies especially...
That was...
It's bad writing... There's no chemistry between the actors.
No kidding.
Like, okay, the Thor movies, same actress.
Mm-hmm.
Better chemistry though.
It's true.
They have a couple bad Thor movies. So,
but no, it's weird and it's so
Natalie
unhealthy.
Portman and Chris Hemsworth have better chemistry.
Yes.
Than Natalie Portman did in the Star Wars
Agreed.
Movie.
So I'm thinking of the trilogy of the movies specifically, but it's actually like really toxic.
Oh, for sure.
Literally, he kills children because he's upset
well,
about
first
her
of all, first of all, he's a little boy.
Yes.
And she's
she's
a woman.
She's literally the queen at the time. Granted, they become queens very young.
Yeah, she's supposed to be young. Whatever. Then in the next movie, they haven't seen each other for like a decade, and he's like super creepy about it.
Yes, thank you.
Like he's got a little boy crush. Okay, fair enough. Natalie Portman's really hot, so
yeah,
I would have a little boy crush too.
She
probably
was nice to him. It's like
but
I get that.
That does not breed like galaxy wrecking romance.
Yes. So he's really okay. So first one we have that. Second one he's really creepy. Third one she becomes lame. She was really cool up until that.
Yeah,
point.
She was badass. She was like worthy of being Princess Leia's mom. And then all of a sudden, my heart is broken. I'm going to die.
And like, I don't know. They did her such a disservice that it makes me really sad because she was really cool up until that point. And like you said, she was worthy of being Princess Leia's mom, which
and
is saying a lot.
And I think Natalie Portman kicks butt, so...
She does. She's seriously... Well, she did the first two movies anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I get it was this whole star-crossed thing, but I also have opinions about that
that's
dumb.
It's supposed to evoke your Romeo and Juliet. But
yeah,
you know what?
Well,
they're a terrible couple, too, so...
Thank you, exactly. They are a terrible couple. That's not a love story. Okay. But that's... Yes. And he just is... He just flips so quickly to being like, cool, I'm gonna like kill children and like you said, destroy the galaxy now. immediately because reasons.
Because I'm scared for you, but now you're sad, and so I'm mad. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's so dumb. So
that's mostly down to bad writing and like being painted into a corner where you have to do that. Kind of flip in three movies.
I get it,
like,
but it makes their relationship really unhealthy and really toxic. So I wanted to do a live action one. They're my live action one.
Cool. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to go back to animated.
Okay.
But I'm going Pixar.
Ooh.
Going Pixar.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for it.
I'm going for one of the worst Pixar movies. It's not Cars 2. That is the worst Pixar movie.
Yeah.
By a long shot.
Yes, it is.
But maybe one of the most disappointing Pixar movies, because like no one's expecting anything from Cars 2. Whatever.
No, that's fine. That's fair. That's why Cars 3 was so much better.
Cars 3 was actually
because no one was expecting anything. Okay. Anyway.
This is not about Cars. It's not about Cars. But okay, the worst Pixar couple.
I know what you're gonna say.
Woody and Bo Peep.
Yes, I know what you're gonna say.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Toy Story 4 was horrific.
Yeah, it's true.
And Woody and Bo Peep as a couple.
Just suck. Terrible. They're terrible.
They're
literally terrible. I'm not even mad at
this. Woody like betrays everything that he preached for the first three movies and just for a pretty lady, and it bothers me greatly, and Toy Story 4 sucks. So
okay, can we also say one more thing about that? Even in the first one, she's like, they definitely had, like, it's cute.
They had good
like
chemistry in the first one.
Yeah, except, as soon as Buzz shows up and everyone's all excited about Buzz, so's Bo Peep. Literally, the first thing that she said, she's like, well, I found my moving buddy. Dude, your man is, like, right there, clearly devastated.
You know what? That is true. She should, like, Woody was being a little bit of drama.
Yeah, drama queen. Yeah, he was.
About in the first, like, he was a little bit overreacting, and like maybe he should deal with that a little better. But she was not great either. You're right. I forgot about that.
I mean, and then, she does come around and be like, she feels for him and stuff like that. We barely mention her in the second one, do we mention her in the third one at all?
She's like, she's not. She gets written out of the.
Yeah, and it's tough because I actually think she was cool.
I was excited to see her, like. That was one of the things I was looking forward to of Toy Story 4 was seeing Bo Peep again. And like,
me too.
I was not looking forward to seeing Forky the Spork.
But turned out.
And it turned out Bo Peep was terrible and Forky was actually kind of cool.
100% agreed. And also, we did have confirmed in that earnings call that we were talking about during the news.
Oh, yeah. We didn't
even. Oh, yeah. We have Toy Story 5 coming.
Toy Story 5 is coming. Tim Allen is coming back to voice Buzz, which was confirmed.
That's cool. At least something.
But, I mean, it makes sense. It's still the toy, right?
Yeah, like,
that whole voicing thing. Anyway.
And we also have Frozen 3.
Frozen 3 is coming. And Josh Gad was confirmed as coming back as Olaf.
Oh, well, I like that. I'm sure, I like Josh Gad.
I'm sure everyone will be back for Frozen.
Here is some money. Take the money. All right. You know what? You went Pixar. I'm going to go Pixar.
Okay.
So we each went live action. We each went classic animated.
Cool.
Let's go.
We didn't even plan it this way.
No.
No discussions whatsoever.
But I have another pretty controversial one.
Okay.
I like being controversial today. Are you ready?
I don't know.
This is tough. This is a hard one.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Incredible.
Interesting.
Yeah, Bob and Helen, I think their names are.
So, like, so it's funny because The Incredibles are, like, very heavily influenced by the Fantastic Four. And they're called Marvel's First Family.
Okay.
And they have this whole family dynamic. But it's widely agreed that Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four is kind of a jerk.
Yeah, and that's it.
And they have, like, a really bad relationship, even though they're supposed to be, like, this family anyway. So it's kind of funny because The Incredibles emulates that very well, and especially in the sequel where the gender roles are reversed as part of the plot and conflict, so like that's why it's written in that way.
They're not great.
They have three kids together and he can't get over himself because she's having like career success.
Okay, so that's the first one. So the second one, and yeah, he literally can't, and the worst thing is she tries to talk to him about it, and he says one thing but does another.
Yeah,
and like that's really not good. But even in the first one, they have again three kids together. She says specific boundaries, like she understands, you know, you miss this stuff, but like you also are a dad and, like, we're in this together. He's basically her fourth child.
Are you saying
we're all in this together? He's basically her fourth child. He lies.
He is a bit of a man baby.
He is. He lies. He manipulates. And it's not just like, well, I stayed a little too long with Frozone, you know. But, like, he specifically goes behind her back, puts himself in, like, death-defying situations or situations where he's going to, you know, lose his life or be imprisoned or something like that. And he is the caregiver, again, three children. Right. And but the big thing is he is lying about it, lying to the point that when she goes to Edna Mode, she assumes he's cheating on her.
Right.
He's got this whole other life going on.
He's a very selfish person.
Yeah. He's basically gaslighting her, quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes it so much worse that they're supposed to be like this family. He's literally lying to her and the children to go do what he wants because he's having some kind of midlife crisis. And like, no, absolutely not. And it bothers me more about that. Like, okay, everyone loves Eric and Ariel because they're cute and they're part of the Renaissance and things like that. This one bothers me more because people are like, they're nice. They're a family. Like you said, the Fantastic Four, right? They're supposed to have it figured out. And they are a cute family. And I like the kids. And the Incredicoaster is very cool at Disneyland.
Here's the one argument I'll have against them being a bad couple.
Okay.
They have lots of problems, but they do end up working through them.
They do. But then they just repeat it in the sequel.
Well, yes, that's because of money. That's not their fault. That's because of money. Uh-uh. So really, at the end of the day, money is the square root
money
of all evil.
Money is the square root of all evil. Okay, well, anyway, I have a problem specifically with Bob. Bob
John Chapek?
No, well, everyone has a problem with Bob Chapek. Mr. Incredible.
Oh, okay.
His name is Bob.
Huh. Coincidence?
But I don't know. He just... And yeah, you could have them coming together because they learned that the true gift and that being a true hero is all about family. But then the sequel happens.
Yeah.
And he's just like, no, honey, I'm totally fine. No, I'm not fine. I'm not fine at all.
No.
You know who has a better relationship? Frozone and his wife, and we only see them for 2 minutes because they argue like a normal married couple and figure their crap out. They don't lie about it. She hides a super suit. She is the greatest good he's ever going to get.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little toxic as well, but it's just a little snippet. They might have had some plans that evening.
Yeah, like, exactly, yeah.
Whatever. I'm really surprised we're getting through an entire list of terrible couples, and we didn't even talk about Stockholm Syndrome the musical.
I thought you were going to say it. I'm not going to. I'm not going to say that at all.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Which, do you have any other honorable mentions? So I did have Prince Hans and Anna because they were technically a couple for most of that movie, but I do get that it was all like,
yeah, that was satire.
Yeah,
no, that was not a real couple. It was like stunting on all the other terrible Disney couples. So.
I get it. I understand, but technically,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I say, Stockholm Syndrome, the musical, Belle and the Beast. Beautiful movie and everything.
I know. That's why I couldn't include it.
Not a great couple.
No.
Not a great couple.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like sad when he turns into human form.
It's true. Do you know his name as a human?
Prince Steve.
Close. Adam. I don't know how I know that. I just know that.
Mm.
Brannon, what Disney couple are we?
God, I hope it's not one of the ones that we just said.
Are
we going to answer these together?
No, I did this once already.
Oh.
And I want to see if you get the same one as me. Because some of them are like what you think. Like, they're personalized.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you who I got that we were after.
All right.
When you met, were you looking for... See, that? Like, were you looking for love? Nope, just freedom. Yes, but I never thought they would be the one. Yes, and it was love at first sight. I wasn't looking, but I wasn't not looking.
I was, nope, just freedom.
Yeah, we were in university, okay?
I was very, very young, yes. Mm-hmm.
What did you have to face to be together? Our parents' distance, my own doubts, or society's standards?
At different points, all four of those,
yes, it's
actually.
True. It's true, but which one do you want to say?
I'm going to say my own doubts.
Okay. See, we're going to have different ones because so far we're two different ones.
Oh.
Are you happy together? Yes, we are living happily ever after. I'm not sure. Oh, God, please don't say that. We've had our ups and downs, but we're still going strong, or honestly, not at the moment.
Honestly, yes, we are living our happily ever.
Yeah.
We're doing a podcast together. Come on, like, give me a break.
Describe your significant other.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, no, okay. Funny, stubborn on the outside, sweet on the inside, charming, loving, determined, adventurous, and a little bit of a rebel, loyal, or protective.
Actually, I think you're stubborn with on the outside, sweet on the inside.
You think I'm stubborn?
Just a little bit.
What is that supposed to mean? That's what I said.
I mean,
you.
Most of these kind of
okay
describe you, but I
you're that's what you're gonna go with.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go with that.
That's
one.
What I said for you too.
Oh, wow. I mean that that's is totally more me than you. Yes, but
describe yourself: hopeless romantic,
no.
strong-willed,
yeah,
cute,
no,
wild. Naive, free, fearless, or caring. I think you're cute.
I am strong-willed.
Yes, you are. That is definitely the one. Lastly, choose a picture that reminds you of them. So one is a couple looking at like a...
Gazebo.
Gazebo with like, there's like a fire glowing in it.
So this is like that horror movie, Midsommar, where they burn each other.
That's not what that is.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and then one is a couple riding bikes that are probably going to have a car accident.
Yeah, they're going to get run over.
They're holding hands. Mm-hmm. One is a field with flowers, and you're going to say that's dandelions.
A little, someone has let their lawn go at this point.
And the other is a couple looking out at the ocean, and they're cuddling.
It's the ocean.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said for you, too. We did not get the same one.
Yeah.
So yours says Flynn Rider and Rapunzel. You and your partner are best friends. You live for adventure, and your significant other is a perfect partner in crime. All at once, everything is different now that I see you from Tangled.
I think I picked the right ones.
I think I definitely...
I think I picked the right ones.
So because there's ones like, how do you describe yourself? How do you describe... So do you want to know who I got?
Yeah, I do. I think you messed up. I think that's what it was.
Do you want to guess who I got?
Was it Belle and the Beast?
It was Belle and the Beast.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you messed up. I was correct. I will give you the smolder.
The smolder. Did I get your nose right, though? Oh, yes. I think it's funny that it's Belle and the Beast, not Belle and Adam. Anyone else think that's funny?
I mean, that's what you aspire to.
The Beast?
Yeah.
Not Adam.
No. No.
It's like, that's put him back. Put
that's
him back.
A downgrade. That is a downgrade.
To be fair, you did build me a library, so I'm just saying.
But yeah, it doesn't have a ladder, but
no,
it's
but I'm
there.
Just
it's
saying,
getting,
you built me a library,
there, yeah.
So. Mm. Okay, anything else to add about this whole...
I'm better at BuzzFeed quizzes than you are, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but honestly, like, look at the things. It was, how do you describe yourself? And, yeah, you can see me describing myself as Belle, and it's, yeah, you can see that happening.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep. Okie dokie.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, anyway.
Yeah, love is in the air.
terribly in the air.
Love is a problem. That's actually the theme of The Last of Us, which you've been watching.
Oh, that's true. Love that is, actually is the theme.
Yeah,
of it.
Love is destructive and
it's
painful.
Like, especially episode 3. Ouch, my heart. I don't think I can listen to that
happy,
song anymore.
Happy Valentine's show. Yeah, cool, perfect. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Contact us on our social media or through our website to chat. You could suggest trivia, other quizzes, or just to say hi. That is our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. Hey, we're going to be in Mexico with El Mule, actually.
We are.
Well, the lead of El Mule.
I'm probably going to sing a song with him.
You probably. Yeah, that's very likely.
He will do it much better than I will, but, you know, it is what it is.
You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and that is where you can also find links to our social media accounts, notably Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. By the way, my students were trying to find Twitter. I didn't even know students were still on Twitter, but apparently they're on Twitter.
They don't know how to use Twitter, do they?
Well, no, they found DisneyA, and they thought that was us, but it's DisneyA Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at DisneyA.podcast, Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyA Podcast. You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms, as well as not your favorite podcast streaming platforms.
Just all of them. Yeah.
And on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you, and if you haven't, you should. It really helps us, helps others find us, and helps us grow our channel. If you know someone who might like listening to us, we would love it if you'd recommend Disney 8 to them, especially if they're cool. If they're not cool, then I guess you can.
They can still listen to us,
though.
Yeah,
it's fine.
We're not discriminatory. Not everybody can be cool,
you
know.
That's true. That's very true. Next episode, we are giving a rundown of the highlights of Disney's 100th anniversary celebration.
So far. I mean, it's a year long. Exactly. But they've kicked it off, and there's stuff going.
About it.
There's stuff going on.
Exactly.
There's influencers lighting off fireworks, and
it's a whole thing.
Whole thing. You don't do that, by the way.
No, don't.
That's really dumb.
Heavens no. Well, I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta ta for you. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
I will give you the smolder.